One of classical music's superstars plays all over the world, appears on large and small screens, makes recordings, and also conducts. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Itzhak Perlman is passionate about sharing music in the classroom as well.
Itzhak Perlman is constantly exploring, even works he knows well.
I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've been teaching for such a long time.
In the mid-1970s, Perlman began teaching at Brooklyn College Conservatory and is now on the faculty at Juilliard. He also coaches young musicians at the nearly 20-year-old Perlman Music Program on Long Island. He compares music to speaking.
I always say to my student that after a while, when you've practiced something, and worry about the playing is no longer necessary. You talk the music. You know, you've got to phrase and you've got to figure out what in the music talks to you. Then say it back to the audience.
Perlman tells his students to never miss an opportunity to teach.
On any level. Because the minute you teach, you have to really figure out how things work, whether it's technically or musically, and hopefully both. And the minute you figure those things, how they work for other people, you then apply it to your own performance.
On WRTI's concert broadcast this Sunday, Itzhak Perlman conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra playing the music of Beethoven, Dvorak, and Brahms. He'll also be the soloist in Beethoven's Romances, numbers 1 and 2.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.